A Door in the River, A Hazel McAuliffe Mystery, by Inger Ash Wolf, narrated by Bernadette Dunn. Prologue. Saturday, August 6th, 11:21 p.m. She needed to get to the road. She knew it led away from here. Eventually, it connected to the highway that went all the way to Toronto, a city she'd once visited. But if anyone was looking for her, the road was 200 meters away, and the parking lot in between was all lit up. She could stay in the woods, she supposed, and get farther south before exposing herself. That would probably work. But then, from Toronto? She wasn't thinking that far into the future, and if she wanted one, she'd have to stay more than a few steps ahead. By now, he would be missing her. By now, he'd know she was gone. He was going to follow her. She knew he would. She could lose him in the city, change her looks. But if she did that, she'd never know if she was safe. He'd always be in the back of her mind. No matter where she went, she'd be expecting him to step out of a doorway and say hello. Then there was the problem of the man lying at her feet. He was on the ground between the pickup and the Camry, flat on his back and breathing funny. She wasn't sure what was wrong. She wasn't sure it mattered now. He was out of view anyway. She watched his lower jaw working silently in time to the movement of his hand, a pulsing motion, like he was operating a tiny bellows that worked his mouth. She crept toward him cautiously and then leaned down and rifled the pockets in his jacket. His eyes were wild, following her, trying to communicate with her. She pushed him over onto his side and saw the bulge of his wallet in his back pocket. She wedged it.